coach on the road with the major league stars of the game. And I'm over here by number 29 locker room, Paul DeYoung.
Yes, sir.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
All right, so y'all know Coach good at butcher names. So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience like for you?
Well, it's a lot of hard work and discipline, you know, taking care of business, you know, going out there on the field performing, you know, taking care of yourself mentally and physically. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's relationships, there's work, and then there's fun. So it's a real great experience. I'm very fortunate to be able to wear this uniform.
So what's that fun? What that mean?
Winning. Winning's fun. Competing with your teammates, the guys that you spend, you know, more time than your family. Those guys, you know, seeing them succeed, helping them, them helping you. You know, coming victorious, watching the fireworks go off after a game, those types of things.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Kids watch you guys, and they think this major league baseball is easy.
Well, that's because we make it look easy at times, and we can make it look really hard at times. So, you know, watching on TV, you always get a glimpse like, well, maybe I could do that. Well, you know, when you're actually out here in the arena, things can get a little more gray, you know. So it's not just black and white out here. You know, we're out here competing as a man, you know, not just a baseball player. You're a man. You go through, you know, ups and downs in life. And so a lot of that gets exhibited through the way you play. So for us and for me specifically, it's about being as consistent as possible with my preparation and the way I approach the game so that I can get my best performance.
And a lot of guys don't realize being a major league player, 162 game schedule. You play a game at 7 o'clock at night, get finished at 11, leave on the road to get in at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You got to be ready to play a game.
Yeah, there's no excuses when it comes to travel. That stuff is determined before the season even starts. So then you got rain delays and you got rainouts and makeup games, doubleheaders. A lot of things can get thrown your way. So the best way for me to approach it is to just maintain a one step at a time, one game at a time, one pitch at a time approach so that I can properly focus on the task at hand, and then I'll get to that other stuff when I get to it. You know, when you look at 162 games, you're like, oh man, I don't even know if I can play that many games. But when you sit back and you go in the process of taking care of yourself each day and understanding what the goals for the day are and go out and attack those goals, then, you know, tomorrow you do it again and you just keep going, and that's the way life is here.
Last two questions. Sometimes you get up in the morning, that body be like, okay, you can go if you want, but I'm staying here.
Yeah, there's definitely days that you're going to feel worse than others. You know, you can feel terrible in April and great in July. Things, body's weird like that, but you know, I think for me, it's about managing my mental energy. So if I wake up feeling like that, I'm going to get to the training room. We got great staff here that helps us out to get our bodies right. And then, you know, if you're feeling like that also, you can take less stuff on the field. You don't take ground balls. You don't take BP on the field. You do your work inside so that all your mental energy is going into the game. And I think that's what's most important, is about understanding yourself as an individual. What do I need today to be the best that I can be for my team on the field? And that's the everyday process.
First major league hit.
First major league hit, May 28th, 2017, home run at Coors Field, Denver.
I couldn't even say first home run. You let us know already.
First hit and first home run, the same one.
You got the ball?
I got the ball, yes.
Coach on the road with the man, Big PD.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Take care.
LeagueOfOurOwn247.com, baseball of the future, a developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball, including those which may have encountered academic hardship, been under-recruited, or may not have been afforded the opportunity to be a part of a high school or college team. This league is open to all, regardless of their ethnic background. www.alooo247.com